This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd.
ComEd nice. Lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay. Visit ComEd.com/pay to choose what works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Today's Hey, I Was Wondering comes to us through a text at 60123. That's how you can get a hold of us anytime, 60123. Hey, morning, Eric. I was wondering, do you think Post Malone is going to try to hook up with that lady who pees alcohol? Seems like a match made in heaven. Thanks, just wondering. I think you might be onto something there. I think that's possible. The two of them, hook it up.
That'd be like, so
bad. Hey, baby, freshen up my drink.
That's the bad part.
He wouldn't care.
Now look who's paying attention.
It's a rock star lifestyle right there.
The greatest chore ever. You love it. Nobody better touch your chore. Do you have one, Melissa?
Oh, my gosh, I do. I love pulling weeds.
Love it.
Like, I can go out there for an hour.
In the dead of summer, 90% humidity.
It can be hot as hell out there, and I will just be on my knees pulling every weed out of the yard.
The jokes are too easy. hey, Jake, what are you wearing? Jake from State Farm.
I like to clean the kitchen.
Cleaning the kitchen. Can't get enough of cleaning the kitchen.
In his khakis.
I love it, Eric.
Cutting the lawn.
Cutting the lawn. Is there a difference between cutting the lawn and mowing the grass? Which one do you call it? I'm a mowing the grass guy.
But, you know, you see somebody, I see two people in my neighborhood with those push mowers that are just the rotating.
I had one of those. When I lived in the city, I had one of those.
So then I guess it would be pushing.
I cannot believe this is even possible, Bill.
Go in the backyard and clean up the dog poop.
You enjoy going to clean up the dog poop.
Impossible. You can come over my house.
Impossible.
Wow. Yeah, that doesn't seem possible. Can't get enough of what, Lisa?
I love to vacuum.
When you hear that little sound, though, when you pick up the crumbs.
Right, all the gravel that you've dragged in.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. At number three, Sandy enjoys what?
Cleaning tile grout.
Oh, there's something very satisfying about that. I didn't even know you have to do that.
Well, you will soon, homeowner. Oh, yeah. Hey, Lynn at number two. Hi, Lynn. Lynn doesn't even know she's
there. Hey, Lynn.
This is a pretty standard operating procedure.
It is for the list, yeah.
Yo, Lynn! Hey, toilet scrubbing Lynn! Yeah, whatever.
All right. So we don't believe her anyway.
I'm glad I didn't pick her for number one, because in at number one, you can't get enough of what, Kim?
Dusting a ceiling fan.
Nah, there it is. I don't think I've ever done that.
Really?
You got like an inch thick up there if you look up there.
Probably. Yeah. How often do you get up there and dust the ceiling fan?
Every day I'm a cleaning lady.
Every day.
Oh, look at you.
Doesn't it all just fall down, though, like on the bed or the couch?
Your eyes?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you, you said you are a cleaning lady? What the hell's going on with us now?
Yeah, so that's the best part of the job, huh?
Kim, you said you are a cleaning lady?
I am.
What do you like the least?
Cleaning the toilet.
Yeah, see, the previous caller love that stuff.
Other people's toilets, no fun.
How do you like laundry?
I actually don't do the laundry.
Oh, really? Hey, you want to expand your business? I'll join your crew. I'll handle laundry, you handle ceiling fans.
Hey, sounds like a plan.
We're on to something. The internet is split on a viral Reddit thread about eating a burger layer by layer. They are proponents of eating the burger not as one piece, but working your way from the top to the bottom through the layers.
How could it be split on that?
Well, some people are saying it's terrific. You've never tried it. You should. Others are saying, well, you obviously have a head injury. Yeah.
The only thing I've done is ever take like a Big Mac apart sometimes when they don't have the Junior Mac. Because you can, it's like two sandwiches in one.
And yeah, your mouth won't fit. It's too wide.
No, I do like it like the whole one, but sometimes you just want a mini Big Mac.
Plus that it spills apart a lot.
It does break apart. Yeah.
A Reddit user saw the bright side of things and commented, that doesn't sound as bad as my partner who peels the skin off chicken nuggets to eat them.
Yes.
I did that when I was little.
Yep.
What? I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
You do that?
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's just too much crunch.
Breading.
You know, and there's not enough chicken because some places do that.
Weird,
so sometimes
right?
you peel off some of the crunch and some of the skin, so you just get like more chicken and more meat. Don't you feel like the chicken looks naked then? Like,
of course
just,
it does.
No, it just looks like chicken.
You eat it weird. What? And that's what we're going for. 312-233-1019. You eat it weird. What do you eat that you eat strangely? Like, you eat your burger from the top to the bottom. You de-skin all your chicken nuggets before eating them.
Yeah.
What strange, weird eating habit do you have that, you know, maybe your significant other or your brothers or sisters or people at work have called you out for or going, why? What are you doing there? Like, I've seen people peel the skin off of grapes.
Really?
Yeah. Peel the skin off of grapes to eat them.
Huh. That would take a while.
It's weird.
It's messy, too.
It's a lot of work.
Skin off a nugget's one thing. Skin off of grapes, come on. Now you're really pushing your luck here. 312-233-1019. You eat it weird, Eddie.
Yeah, I eat my oatmeal raw with a glass of milk on the side.
What?
So, like, you just scoop dry oatmeal into your mouth?
Well, I eat the packets. Like, you know, I rip the packet open, and then I just eat it, and then I have a glass of milk to wash it down. I always did it as a kid, too.
Really?
And then the older I got, the weirder it got when I told people about it.
Yeah.
People, keep that to yourself.
People look at you sideways, like, what's wrong with that guy? Hey, Anna, you eat it weird.
Yes, I eat corn on the cob, one kernel at a time, but just picking off one kernel at a time and putting it in my mouth.
You're there for days.
Wow. That is fun, though.
You pick it off with your finger?
Yeah, see? Huh?
You pick it off with your finger and then pop it in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, I do it with my two front teeth.
That's weird.
That's a long afternoon of corn on the cob eating.
But it doesn't get stuck in between your teeth that way.
You eat it weird, Melissa.
I don't eat it weird. My daughter eats roasted, salted, in-shell peanuts whole. Like, she pops the whole thing in her mouth in one bite, like popcorn.
Yeah. A lot of fiber in that.
Isn't that hard to get down?
The shell? Yeah. She's
the shell, the whole thing, huh?
The whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not right.
Well, that's where all the salt is, too.
She's not right. She's got a problem. You may want to have that looked into. Hi, Laura. Eat it weird.
Hi. I pour my chili onto a slice of bread, and then I scrape all the chili off, eat the slice of bread, and then eat the chili after.
Just so it has a little chili residue on there.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be nice and soaked in the chili sauce.
Right, right. Mm. You have a system.
That
system at
good.
Work. I might actually try that one. You eat it weird, Caitlin.
My friend peels the skin off their hot dog and then eats the skin and the inside separately.
Oh, my God. There's something a little gross about that. Yeah. Like, to watch
it. And have you ever asked her why?
No. I mean, they've done it since they were a kid in elementary school, and it's just entirely disgusting.
They sat at a table by themselves a lot during hot dog day, didn't they? Yeah. Ready to go, Meldy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Top three things trending on Twitter at number three.
Right. So it's a big day for Demi Lovato. She's in this comeback mode right now. So we saw her perform at the Super Bowl and then at the Grammys. But now she's released her first new song that will be featured with some bigger stuff to come, like a new album. She just appeared on The Ellen Show talking about what her fans can expect from her with her new song, I Love Me. So her music video is the number one trending video on YouTube right now.
Grab yourself some Demi Lovato and hold on tight.
Yeah, okay. She's back.
Trending on Twitter number two.
There's some breaking news in the world of competitive eating.
Oh, good. Hang on. I got to write this down.
This is breaking, huh? Yeah, breaking. So this guy, Joey Chestnut,
he's famous for eating
those hot dogs in the shortest amount of time.
Takes the skin right off them.
Yeah. Yeah, he just set another record, a world record for eating the most amount of Big Macs in one sitting. So he ate 32 McDonald's Big Macs.
Violetta can't even eat one, we learned about 20 minutes ago.
No, I can. I love Big Macs. They're good. But he ate 32 in under 38 minutes. So nobody's ever done this. He's the first to accomplish something worthy of this, to set a record for it. He recorded the whole thing himself, and it's kind of impressive to watch him eat all those Big Macs.
I wonder if Kobayashi could do that.
Yeah, that's the old guy that he unseated as the champion of the world.
Do you remember, Whip, a couple of years ago, I can't remember which supermodel we had in here, but there was a supermodel that visited the show.
Yes.
And we had Melissa eat Whoppers while the supermodel was talking to us.
I remember that. We didn't
tell the supermodel why. Melissa just sat over there eating Whoppers. We had like three of them lined up.
Yeah.
And by midway through the second, I think you were meat drunk.
I was. I finished two. I got to the third one, and I almost couldn't finish the third one.
Can you imagine 38, you
32
said?
32 in 38 minutes. That's why I'm like, I don't know how he doesn't get sick.
God. Trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, Lady Gaga is bringing her Chromatica Ball Tour to Wrigley Field this summer. So that's going down on August 14th. She's only stopping in three U.S. cities. It's kind of crazy with Chicago being one of them.
You know, it's serious when your ball is Chromatica.
Yes.
Definitely.
That's the name of her new album. It's pretty special for us because she's only playing three U.S. cities. She's going to be over in the U.K. for some shows over there. But if you live around this area, you're only going to be able to see her on August 14th here.
At Wrigley Field, right?
At Wrigley Field,
Which is very,
She'll
very
fill
cool.
that place out.
All right. Thank you, Mel D. New driver crashes into river 10 minutes after getting his license. Whoops.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody listening who had an accident or a ticket on the day you got your license? Jen and Violetta are very similar this way. Hi, Jen.
Hi, good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you. The day you got your license, what happened?
Well, it was actually the week before. I was just about to turn 16, and so I was allowed to take the test at the high school.
Okay.
So we went out to take the driver's test. We were probably about more than halfway done, and we're going down a side street, and some driver came up on my left and cut in front of me and made a right-hand turn and hit me and took off.
That was Violetta.
Yeah.
Trying to make a right-hand turn in front of you.
Yeah. Wasn't even my fault, so I couldn't get my license right away. Not only did I not want to get it because I was scared now.
Yeah.
Petrified.
Sure.
Scared
to
death.
For you.
Hey, Craig. Hello, Craig.
How are you?
Accident or ticket on the day you got your license?
It was actually my sister. She just turned 16. We took her to get her license. Grew up in a small town. Decided to drive to her friend's house and got pulled over by one of our two police officers who was brand new and gave her a ticket for going 26 in a 25.
What?
Why?
26?
Such a jerk.
What?
That's
1 mile
not
over
right.
The speed limit.
That's not
what
fair.
Town is it? What town?
I was Geneseo, Illinois.
Geneseo,
small town,
out there just off I-80.
My dad
off
I-80.
My dad
should be ashamed of himself.
Got to get that all taken.
So
come
rude.
On, Geneseo. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys.
A ticket or an accident on the day you got your license?
Accident. Got my license. I saved up, bought a car, put it in my mother's name, obviously. Went over to show my friends. They weren't home, backed out, hit a car, drove off. Didn't know I hit the car.
Oh, yeah, just drive off.
Didn't even know.
That's recommended, right. Yeah.
No,
right. Didn't run.
Right. It gets better. Then the next morning, the police come to my house to arrest my mother for hit and run.
There they go. Mom goes to jail.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Your mom's like, what's happening?
Do you say anything? Of course not.
Right.
No. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
What do I know? I'm a 16-year-old kid. I don't know nothing. Hey, Will, ticket or accident the day you got your license?
Yeah, I got a ticket, but I had 100 on my test, and that included parallel parking. So back in the day, you had to take the full test, and I did awesome. Rocked it out.
All right, you're a great driver. You got 100. You did awesome. You rocked it. We got it.
And then I got a ticket on the way to school because I was so excited.
What'd they get you for, 27 and a 26?
No, it's like 30 and a 20. But
Okay. And then these moments happen on the day. What is with our phone system? Hey, Bobby Fabulous, Captain Hollywood, can you have Kent fix our phone system? It's atrocious. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi. Accident on your way to work? Or on your way to the day you got your license? See, I'm all flustered now.
Yeah.
On the day you got your license?
Yeah, I came home. I was driving my mom's gigantic Cougar. It was a 1977
Your mom is a
Cougar.
Gigantic Cougar?
No, her car was a gigantic big boat of a car, and I pulled up to our... We had a side-load garage. I pulled up to the garage. I had the music blasting. I had to open the garage door by hand. And I'm like, why is the music getting quieter? And I turned back behind me, and the car was rolling down the driveway.
Oh, no.
I left the door open, so I ran to try to get it, and I couldn't catch it in time. And we lived up on a hill, and it went down the side of the driveway and got stuck on a little sapling tree. It didn't go all the way down into the pond.
The sapling tree kept it from the pond. Everything comes full circle, like the Chinese guy who drove into the river.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Right. And your mom would never know because she was busy out at the snuggery being a giant cougar.
Yeah. Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff. I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd.
powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Sounds a lot so of that going on with Shelby in the prison down there in Texas. A lot of a lot of self-love. if you haven't been following the saga, Mel D, in her quest to find love, we put her on the clown dating website. That didn't go anywhere.
No, Chuckles. They weren't funny.
They didn't connect with Chuckles. Then we moved her to the sea captain, and she connected a little bit too much with party boy Josh and his daddy's boat.
Yeah, he wasn't a good idea.
We can't do that. So then we said, all right, we need somebody that's locked up. They can't get near her. Right. Not for 10, 12 years, so she can find herself in the time.
Exactly.
And you were looking for a pen pal because you got a bunch of new pens you want to try out.
Yeah, I like writing, so it's perfect.
All right, so yesterday, was it Shelby? Is that his name?
Yeah, Shelby, 28-year-old from Texas. He's going to be released in 2035.
He's locked up till 2035. A former real estate agent, which tells you real estate agents can't be trusted.
No, they
never,
can't.
Never,
but he
that
likes
right
poetry. There.
And so he had sent a note to Mel D, and yesterday we did a text topic of the day on what we should respond to his note with. What was the final choice?
We decided on roses are red, violets are blue. You may be in gray, but I still adore you.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, he's reading that over and over and over again. All right, sure. We sent that out. Now, do we send it or do we email it or what do we do?
So, it said on his profile to contact him with jpay.com, which is an inmate.
Oh, so he just wants money.
Aww, it is
man.
A way to get
so
money.
So he can buy Cheetos at the commissary.
Well, that's what I was afraid of. And I went to go sign in. I had to put his inmate number in. And I didn't want to put any of our personal information
Good call.
In.
Thanks.
And
just
I
put whips in there.
I definitely didn't want to put a credit card, which it asked for early on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, give him Ben Karwowski.
No!
Be fine.
Oh, my gosh. But then I happened to find the email service on jpay.com, so I sent him an email through that.
Okay. All right. And we haven't heard back from our criminal yet?
No. I wonder what his schedule is when he can get to a computer.
He's probably very busy. A lot of meetings.
Yeah. Yard time.
Right. Yeah. Those 23 weights. Hours not being able to come out of your cell.
Well, you know, I don't know exactly what he's up to.
Okay.
But I did
Not
send
much.
It. I did send it. Hopefully he's reading it right now as he wakes up in Texas.
And he looks a lot like Post Malone, he said, right?
He definitely does. He's got a couple of face tattoos, long shaggy hair, a beard.
Oh, that's
and
great.
He has that monochromatic gray look jumpsuit. Oh,
perfect.
Awesome.
So. Perfect. All right. Keep us up to speed on what's going on there,
definitely.
All right? We'll have that for you. 312-233-1019. So... he says, yeah, I'm bored at work. I joined Plenty of Fish because it's free. It allows me to have fun and kill time. I'd never cheat on my wife, but I do enjoy flirting online. One of my coworkers knows I join and says it's wrong because I'm cheating. I quickly defended myself and said, it's not cheating because I'm browsing, not buying. It's harmless fun. I haven't physically cheated or met any of these people. It's the same as being a big flirt out in public, isn't it? Am I wrong? Does my coworker have a point? You say what, Jamie?
It is cheating because it's emotional cheating.
Emotional cheating. Okay. How about if his wife was doing it too and they both knew about it? Like they said, hey, you open a little account, you open a little account, we'll just do this back and forth. Then is it?
I guess not. Maybe then it's that they're in an open relationship. But if she doesn't know about it, it's just a different kind of cheating. And emotional cheating can lead to other things.
What if she knows about it? If he says, yeah, I got this going. She's like, all right, fine, just don't do anything. Then is it? Yeah, see, like,
I guess she's okay with this. That's
a lot of gray area there.
I mean, if that's the case, it's probably not cheating, but it sure doesn't have a good feel to it.
Is it the same as being a big flirt in public? Like if he goes out with his buddies to the bar and he's flirting with girls?
See, I don't think it's the same thing.
It's different?
I think it's kind of the same, but that's bad too. Don't be a flirt.
Catherine?
Hi.
Hi. You had what to add?
It's definitely cheating. I actually broke up with somebody over this issue. He said it was entertainment.
Entertainment.
I said,
like
no,
Netflix.
It's cheating. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he was on one of these dating apps and just browsing, not buying?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're better off.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I agree.
Totally. Good job, girl.
Did this happen to you?
No, but what happened to me, no, not quite like that, but I did date a guy who was on this website called TravelBuddy.com.
I called IHopeSheDoesn'tFindOut.com.
Yeah, it was TravelBuddy.com.
Travel Buddy.
And so the dummy was on my computer at TravelBuddy.com and was getting ready to travel to India and was meeting up with, was making plans to meet up with a girl, a travel buddy in India.
Like to help him through customs and stuff like that?
Just somebody to like, you know, meet up with
on the plane.
And no, I think you meet up when you get there.
Oh, I see.
You know, that kind of
you're not really traveling with each other. It's more of a...
You're both traveling at that time.
Meet at the destination buddy.com.
Yeah, it's go on vacation with a stranger.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That guy's long gone.
Yeah, I can tell. 312-233-1019. It has been discovered that it takes a woman 4 days to recover from what? 4 days. It would never take a man 4 days to do this because we wouldn't even do this. The second it starts, we'd be like, nah, nope. Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not you, though. Not you. 4 days to recover from what? Carmella.
I thought it was having a baby.
Having a baby, no.
We would never do that, though.
Maybe you're absolutely right. 4 days to recover. Nick.
Having an argument.
Having an argument, no. No, I like the guesses. Takes a woman 4 days to recover from what, Chris?
Getting a wax job.
Getting waxed. No.
That was
although
my guess.
That is perfect because we would not do that. We'd be like, nope.
Oh my gosh.
It takes a woman 4 days to recover from what, Chris?
Wearing new shoes.
Exactly right.
Oh.
Remember we told you yesterday, Christian Louboutin said these are not supposed to feel good.
No. Yeah, right.
Fashion doesn't feel good. This is going to hurt.
Gosh, beauty is pain.
Right? Yeah. So it takes your feet from new shoes. On average, it says here, according to the study, a woman 4 days to recover from wearing those shoes. We put those shoes on, Whip. We take them right off.
Absolutely. No, I just got some new shoes. Feel like I'm walking on air.
There you go.
Yeah.
If the shoes hurt, don't wear them.
No way.
Somewhere Dr. Sklar from Foot First is nodding right now going, yeah, that's dumb. Putting things on your feet that are just destroying your feet. It takes you 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he yells at me every time he sees footwear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Who knew?
Yeah. 40% of women haven't had their feet measured in 10 years and underestimate the size of their feet.
Oh, gosh. Are you serious?
Like, what size foot do you have?
About a 9.5.
So you really have a 10.5. Well, those are big feet.
What? That's not that big.
Bag?
It's not that big.
Bag?
I don't say it like that, but it's not that big.
Kind of big.
No, 9.5. Those are the first size shoes. Nines and 9.5. If you go to any shoe store, those are the first gone.
Oh.
That's a shoe do you wear, Violetta?
I can never find 5.5 or sixes.
That's because they don't make them because they're so small. Not very many people have.
Boy, are you defensive about your feet? Jeez, very rare.
Well, what do you think the biggest size shoe women
have? Why are you so defensive about your big old feet? Jeez. Melissa, it's well documented on the show. The time changes mess her up for weeks on end.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Now, the time change happens tomorrow night.
Right.
At 2 a.m. Will this time change mess you up, or is it only the fall back that messes you up? Does the spring forward screw you up?
Right, because you get extra sleep, right?
No, you lose an hour.
You lose an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
we're springing forward. You're going to get one less.
Right.
This one would screw you up even more.
Yeah, this one messes me up more than the fall.
And you claim that losing 1 hour of sleep on Saturday night will screw you up for the remainder of the month. You cannot get your life back to normal.
I would say probably for at least a week. It takes me like a week to adjust to it. I don't know why. The fall one's not as bad.
If you go to bed on Saturday and you wake up normally at 8, mm-hmm. and this Saturday you wake up at 9, your whole life is screwed up for the next week because of that hour. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, well, like waking up, you know, I'm not setting an alarm on Sunday, so it doesn't really affect me. It's that first alarm that is set when you get up for work on Monday where I actually feel it.
So all of Sunday, your body won't adjust at all.
Nope.
And all of Monday, it won't. And all of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't, but I'm saying that it may just take like a few days to slowly adjust to it, but it does definitely affect me.
A new survey says 54% of people, half, say it takes them at least 2 days to adjust to daylight savings time.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm stunned by that. 21% of people say it takes them 3 to 5 days. 21% of people say it takes them a week. And the remaining, which is Melissa, says it takes them most of the rest of the summer.
Ah. So it does really affect people. Look at
I
that.
I guess.
They claim.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, when I wake up Sunday, I'll be like, ah, this feels weird. And by lunch, I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll forget that it even changed.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Consciously, yeah. I think maybe in the back of your mind, though, and maybe your body, it's weird. You don't even know it.
No, I think I pretty much know it. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I would know if I was screwed up, wouldn't I?
I mean, I could see maybe getting to bed on Sunday, you're not as tired by the time that you need to go to bed on Sunday
maybe
for
that's
Monday.
The case. Maybe that's
but
the case.
But you still look at the time and 9 p.m. feels like 9 p.m. when you look at the clock and it says 9 p.m.
Mm-mm. I guess I just know. My body, I think, just gets so adjusted to whatever time it still will feel. My body will feel like I'm getting
which would
up
explain
an hour
why,
earlier.
Why we have to go wake you up a lot. Because your body's so finely tuned.
It is. Finely tuned.
Yeah, it's 7:30 when Melody's pounding on your door. My finely tuned body. Yeah.
Totally.
312-233-1019. Are you, like Melissa, in that 54% that said it's going to take at least 2 days to adjust? Like, you're already thinking about it. Tomorrow night, that hour you're going to lose, you're already thinking next week, is might as well just write it off.
Yeah, well.
Because you'll never recover. Your whole body will be all messed up.
It's like you do the best you can. You get through the day, but you just know you feel a little off for a few days.
You have to be, if you travel overseas, which, by the way, you can do quite cheaply now.
Oh, yeah.
If you travel overseas, the jet lag, you'd have to be there for a year to adjust, because that's like a 6-hour time change.
You know, you should ask Cynthia. We went to London together, and we were there for almost a week, and she adjusted, and I never did. I would just stay out all night long and then sleep until noon or 1 every day.
Oh, that stinks.
Hey, Eric, don't forget that this is the last time we'll ever adjust the clocks for daylight savings. The state Senate approved the spring forward this weekend, and we will never fall back again.
What?
I didn't think that
I didn't
was
hear
all
it.
The way to
I didn't
passage.
Think- I didn't think that was done either.
Because I think it has to be approved by the feds or something before it actually happens.
Don't take
so.
It away from us.
What? Well, they're just saying we won't fall back anymore. We'll just stay on the same time. Okay. We're out. You're all messed up by it, Lisa?
Yes, I get so messed up by it. I just told my husband this morning I hate it, and I wish that it would go away because it feels like jet lag.
For how long? It's an hour.
What? I know. It's like weeks. 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
Wow, yeah.
I'm a mess.
Yeah. I feel your pain.
Hi, Nadine. Melissa's over there wiping her nose. The time change is coming. She's all over the place. Nadine?
Yeah, I constantly have to ask my daughter, if it was yesterday, what time was it really then? So I will not change my clock, because the cell phone changes for me. So every day I can look at the clock and see what it was the day before. It messes me up for a month.
Why is that?
I do that in my car.
Till like July.
Yeah,
I'll know that's
so funny.
That if this was 4 months ago, it would be 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You realize the insanity in that, right?
That's funny.
You hear the insanity? Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Daylight saving time is the worst.
The worst.
I totally agree with Melissa.
Really?
It messes me up for months.
Months.
My husband starts preparing my kids weeks before the time changes.
Right.
And he says, listen, mom's going to be crazy for a couple weeks.
Until July 4th.
Time change is coming.
Because an hour change.
Go. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It's horrifying.
It's horrifying.
I messed up for weeks.
It's horrifying. I messed up for weeks because of an hour in the middle of the night on a Saturday.
Some people are just like in their, you know, brains, like everything kicks in when it's supposed to, and then you mess everything up.
Hey, Joni.
Yeah, I don't think it's the worst, but it actually does take me a day or two. Last year, I set a PTO day for today, for Monday.
So you're taking a personal time off day. You're taking Monday off just to try to get right back.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I set myself a reminder today to say take Monday off just for this. I couldn't figure out why until like earlier this week when I found out it was daylight savings. I was like, I'm so smart.
Man. Yeah. I cannot work the day after an hour change has happened.
I'm telling you, it's bizarre.
I will never be the same again. I've got to take at least a week. This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay. Visit ComEd.com/pay to choose what works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.